This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you leave me,
if you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
Girl, your memory.
Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arrow.
We are back live. Got a big guest coming up next segment. I want to get this clip in here because you can't play it enough. Again, here's Biden last December saying Trump's not going to be allowed to be the president. We're going to use the Constitution, it means the law, to prohibit him from that. And I got articles here where Obama warns Biden that Trump's more dangerous than he thinks, and we've got to get him removed. We got to stop him. That's why I believe we should really be praying for President Trump, and his life's in danger. Whenever I say that, the mainstream media makes a joke about it. That's preposterous. He says the sky is blue. The sun is yellow. Why does he have Secret Service? Obviously, assassination is what desperate deep states do when they're being defeated. And I've looked at the angles of this. This is just going to get Trump even more elected, even stronger, and they're going to have trouble stealing it when there's a giant landslide. So this is a big deal. Here's a clip of Biden.
G7 conversation was tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take power in the United States?
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
What an arrogant criminal. Right there telling you he would election meddle, and it's now come out that he ordered the Justice Department to indict Trump. Well, he just bragged he'd do it right there. So they said, we're going to get rid of the pipeline if the Russians invade. And then they blow it up and say, the Russians did it. We're going to go to break, come back, and have our guests join us. Amazing information, so critical for our children in the future coming up. But I want to just say this right now to the viewers and listeners. We're in a real tyranny. America is in the middle of a coup that is now moving to outlaw populist constitutional resistance, to outlaw questioning elections, and to convert this country into a place like Venezuela, where we have elections, but everybody knows they're a rubber stamp for a one-party state. But there's a big awakening. People are really upset. There's a lot of criminal investigations against the Bidens, the Obamas, and all the rest of these minions. And so we've got a real chance. If the general public continues to get the truth, and if different legislatures and attorney generals and others continue their investigations and their lawsuits at stopping big tech censorship and control and exposing the intelligence agencies that have been sicked on the American people. But at the very tip of the spear in this fight against the globalists is InfoWars and this operation. And that's why I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show, or telling folks about those local great stations that carry the show and supporting them as well, and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, proudly labeled by us. discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight. We'll be right back on the other side with our special guest and their best-selling book, Lost in Transnation. Stay with us. For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
What if I told you 20 years ago they would be cutting the genitals off of little boys and little girls? That they would be cutting the forearms and the fronts of their legs off for girls and creating painful artificial penises that create nothing but pain. And huge wounds in little boys where their genitals once existed. And then when they commit suicide, blaming it on the public for not going along with it. If I told you that, you'd say that's something out of a science fiction horror movie. That's not real, but it is real. And there's a larger agenda at foot in here. And we're going to be talking to the author of Lost in Transnation, A Child Psychiatrist's Guide Out of the Madness, Miriam Grossman, MD, medical doctor, forwarded by Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. Incredible book. I just got done reading it. Skyhorse Publishing. Great people. You need to get it. You need to share it with everybody you know and put it in the library as well, because if we'll put up with this, we'll put up with anything from these mad scientists. We'll talk about what's really behind it more. Our guest is going to join us, but I want to play part of her testimony in Congress. Here is part of her testimony. We'll have more of the testimony throughout the interview. Here it is.
The chair now recognizes Dr. Grossman for 5 minutes for your opening statement.
Thank you, Chairman Guthrie. Chairman Guthrie and members of the subcommittee, thank you for the opportunity to address you. My name is Miriam Grossman. I am a board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist, author, and senior fellow at Do No Harm. I have been taking care of patients for 45 years. I'm going to use my time to respond to Dr. McNamara. First, I'm struck by her use of the phrase sex assigned at birth. Sex is not assigned at birth. Sex is established at conception and it's recognized at birth, if not earlier. Dr. McNamara claims that her views are science-based, but to claim that sex is assigned at birth is without any scientific basis whatsoever. Its language misleads people, especially children, into thinking that male and female are arbitrary designations and can change. That is simply not true. Dr. McNamara claims that social and medical interventions are the only evidence-based treatment and that scientific evidence shows it is life-saving. Without it, she's warning us, kids will commit suicide. Well, a growing number of countries have effectively banned the care to which she's referring. And thank God there's been no wave of suicides or other mental health catastrophes. 3 years ago, Finland placed strict limitations on medical interventions for minors. Sweden did the same thing after a 14-year-old girl was found to have osteoporosis and spinal fractures from puberty blockers. An investigation concluded, quote, the risks of anti-puberty and hormone treatment for those under 18 currently outweigh the possible benefits. The UK conducted a review and called the evidence very low. They've also placed severe restrictions on the care that Dr. McNamara calls life-saving. Norway also analyzed the data and has made similar changes in policy. The National Academy of Medicine in France warned, quote, great medical caution must be taken in children and adolescents given the vulnerability of this population and the many undesirable, even serious, complications the therapies cause. Doctors in New Zealand and Australia have published similar statements. Is Dr. McNamara suggesting that all these countries are rejecting evidence-based treatment and placing their kids at risk of suicide? Regarding that point of view, Finland's gender expert, Dr. Rita Kautiala, said, quote, it's purposeful disinformation, the spreading of which is irresponsible. All seven countries, and Florida too, of course, concluded that kids don't need their development interrupted, the girls don't need their periods stopped and their voices lowered, and the boys don't need to grow breasts. What they need is psychotherapy. I have other objections to Dr. McNamara's testimony. She insists that her position, only hers, represents standard medical care. What she doesn't want you to know is that there is no standard. There's a debate. There's a fierce debate. And on the side opposite her stand such prominent figures as Stephen Levine, Kenneth Zucker, Paul McHugh, and James Cantor, among others. These doctors are giants in the field. They have been treating transgender patients and gathering data and publishing papers about them. And I mean no disrespect here, but since before Dr. McNamara was born. The point is that those veteran clinicians and others who have wisdom and experience are ignored because they disagree with the current narrative. They're against medical interventions for the same reason those seven countries are. There is no evidence of long-term benefit, but there is evidence of harm. I'll end by quoting Jamie Reed, the courageous whistleblower from the Children's Gender Clinic in St. Louis. I believe that that hospital receives the medical education funding that we're discussing today. She said that doctors at that clinic said, we are building the plane while we are flying it. We are building the plane while we are flying it. That's how they described the treatment at their gender clinic. Our precious tax dollars should not support such a perilous experiment. Thank you.
All right, for the balance of the hour, the author of Lost in Transnation, A Child Psychiatrist's Guide Out of the Madness, Miriam Grossman, medical doctor, joins us. And we're very honored to have her and congratulate her on how well the book's doing. It can save a lot of lives and turn this cult back. We're going to play a clip of another lady pointing out later that this is like Japanese soldiers that didn't know World War II was over 5 years later and were still fighting on islands. The parents that have done this aren't going to admit that they were wrong, many of them. They're going to dig in deeper. And then when the Frankensteins they've created go out and start shooting up and killing people, they're going to defend it. We've already seen that happen. Many, again, go out and commit suicide. And since she testified to Congress, the UK is moving to block the surgeries and the chemicals. It's just incredible to see this unfolding. It doesn't seem real. You have to pinch yourself and believe you're in some alternate universe created by the devil. But this is very real. So, Doctor, thank you for joining us. I think it's just best with this audience of millions that everybody be reminded that if everybody listening tells somebody to tune in now, shares the link from Infowars.com/show or band.video to the live show feed under my name there, go to that page, that many millions more will listen. If they tell them to share it, many millions more. And it's that chain reaction that will bring down this tyranny. I think they've run really far with the whole trans agenda pushed by Hollywood and Big Pharma. We'll talk about why. But now they're running into very stiff opposition, and I believe the tide is starting to turn. Just look at the Dylan Mulvaney situation. But thank you so much, Dr. Grossman. I'm going to try to give you the floor until we go to break in about 15 minutes. So you've got the floor.
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for inviting me on. I appreciate it. Like you said, I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist. And for the past few years, I have been treating exclusively children and adolescents and other young people who have distress about their sex, about being male or female, as well as their parents. So I'm in the trenches. I'm in the trenches, and what I'm seeing is I'm seeing atrocities. I'm sorry, I've been talking so much that I'm losing my voice. I'm seeing atrocities. I'm seeing indoctrination of children, vulnerable children. I'm seeing parents and children become alienated and estranged because of this belief system, and that's what it is. It is a belief system. The idea that a person...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Parents need to be warned. They are not going to hear what I'm saying from their pediatrician. They're not going to hear it from the guidance counselor at school. They're not going to hear it from our government officials like Admiral Dr. Rachel Levine, who calls these barbaric procedures that have no evidence of long-term benefit. And Dr. Levine calls these procedures life-saving. And Dr. Levine calls them medical care, essential medical care. No, this is not what we as doctors are supposed to be doing. We took an oath to do no harm. That oath seems to have been forgotten by many of my colleagues. It gives me no pleasure in saying this. So I wrote the book, Lost in Transnation, not only for parents who are currently going through this disaster in their home, the disaster of their son or daughter coming forward and saying, I'm not your son, I'm your daughter. Please call me by this new name, your pronouns, and take me to the gender clinic. I'm writing this book also so that parents who are years away from that possibility ever happening are given the tools to prevent it. And I believe that parents can inoculate their families. I believe they can be inoculated against what is a social movement, a social political movement, a turbocharged movement. It's a system of beliefs. It's a belief system like a religion. It is not based in any medical facts or science. The idea that a person can be born in the wrong body is an irrational belief. We are teaching these irrational beliefs to children, and children, when they're taught things by authorities and they hear about it at school and on social media and through Disney and from our president, they believe it. And so I see patients every day who genuinely believe that it's possible to be born in the wrong body and that the only solution for that is to change their bodies and get a new body. Now, this is a dire situation, and I am so pleased that I'm on your show so that I can reach as many parents as possible. So there's a lot that parents can do. And my book is not written for professionals. It is written for regular moms and dads. It's easy reading. Easy in the sense of it's not written in a professional way. It's not easy reading in the sense that it's not upsetting. It's terribly upsetting. But there's a lot you can do about it. And you can prepare your child. You can reach your child before the ideologues do. That's what you must do. And I give you all sorts of information and tools and ways that you can reach your child and conversations that you need to have with your child, with your pediatrician, and anyone else who's trying to foist this belief system on your family. So again, I wrote this as a doctor. I'm a medical doctor. I'm also a person of faith, but I did not write this as a person of faith. I wrote it as a medical doctor. For example, I provide appendices written by expert lawyers, lawyers that that are expert in the field of parental rights. Parents have a constitutional right, and the Supreme Court has been very clear on this. Parents have a constitutional right to direct the upbringing and education and medical care of their kids. Now, schools and others are trying to subvert those rights. And, for example, I have a chapter in the book about schools, providing examples from my practice of families that went through the ordeal of finding out, not from their child and not from the school, but from some other parent in the school that they ran into in the market that says, oh, did you know your daughter is using the boys' bathroom at school? And the parent looks into it and discovers, lo and behold, that for the past 3 months, their daughter has been given permission by the school to use the boys' bathroom, to use the boys' changing room, to be called by a different name and different pronouns. And this has been going on. This is called social affirmation, so-called, so Orwellian term, because when you affirm these kids in their new identity, of course, you have to deny their biology.
All right, Doctor, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. We'll have you continue on, but let's just recap what you just said, and we'll talk more about it. This is a religion. It's a scientific cult. It's basically psychological warfare, creating a new religion. And they, all over the country and all over the world, where the same programs launch, whether it's Australia, Germany, the UK, the US, Canada, it's all the same program. They have files, and they tell the child, you may be another sex. You may be something else. Their pediatrician may ask when mom or dad's out of the room. That's come out. And then they put them in a file and say, oh, we can't let the parents know. They create an intelligence file on the parents, and they begin taking your child away from you and creating a new identity. This is classic cult programming. I'm not a psychiatrist or medical doctor like you, but I've studied history. I mean, is this not mind control we're talking about?
This is very, very scary stuff. This is the state stepping in, taking control, influencing your child in a direction that you do not agree with, and then emotionally manipulating your child to believe that if you don't go along with this belief system, and if you refuse to call your son by a female name and female pronouns and get him placed on blockers to stop his development.
You are abusive, and when they get depressed because they're doing this, it's your fault they're depressed.
That's right. That's exactly what's going on, and I tell those stories, and I give parents the information they need so that they can avoid this catastrophe.
So just like we have to tell our children about gangs or tell our children about child molesters or kidnappers or tell our children about drugs, we've got to tell them that the system has now become predatory in many areas, funded by Big Pharma, funded by the Pritzkers and others, and that they're literally preying on children. So we'll talk more about this, but when we come back, Lost in Transnation, I know we want to send it to number one. It's already doing very well on Amazon. It's a great place to get it. Where else can people get Lost in Transnation?
Well, let me just say something here. You have to be really careful because there are bogus books up there trying to trick parents into buying the wrong book. Please get the right book. And the way to do that is to either go on my Twitter. There's a link on my Twitter at the top, Miriam_Grossman. Or get it on the link that's on my website, MiriamGrossmanMD.com. Do not buy the wrong book.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back. I've experienced this. This is intelligence agency run, folks. So it's very sophisticated. And this is the jewel in their crown. Because if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. two men can have a baby, putting men in women's prisons. I mean, they are murdering logic and common sense and biology and science. We'll be right back with our special guest.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum of CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country that's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already at the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If you go back to modern medicine developed in the last 300 years, it's done incredible things, what you call Western medicine, but a lot of psychotics and really mad scientists, that's where you get that archetype in Hollywood and culture and literature, get into it because they're Joseph Mengele types. They're mad scientists. And Dr. Grossman really made a key point that there were millions of people in the Western world that were lobotomized, and of course against their will. And it was a terrible practice. And then there was a particular doctor that drove around the country in a truck and would do, you know, public garroting of people's brains with an ice pick on public stages. I mean, just absolutely dehumanizing. And we later knew that was wrong and said it was wrong. Tuskegee experiment with the syphilis. The list really goes on and on. And a lot of these doctors are around so much blood and guts that they also just become very, very numb to it. So they're working right next to psychotics and sociopaths, and they go along with it because there's all this authority of the white lab coat. But what they're doing to boys, what they're doing to girls is unspeakable. It's the takeover of society and civilization. We talked about Rachel Levine, the admiral, and all the rest of it, saying, you know, we can't let children go through the wrong puberty, and we've got to get access to little kids. And this is the state taking your children. You've got Washington, other states passing or trying to pass laws to take children and then not say where they are, not even tell parents the state has them. I mean, this is human trafficking, and this is being done scientifically. The Tavistock Institute, the CIA, MI6, major funding of this. I've been on air 29 years really exposing this because I was aware of it. I had a very close family member that became one of the deputy heads of PETA, and they learned that it was really a Peter Singer transhumanist movement. And then information we got to regularly publishing finally pretty much brought down PETA. That's just one of the things we've done. It sounds amazing, but it's on record. So we have a real transhumanist agenda understanding. And they say, if we can say there's no XY chromosomes, if we can sell this anti-science movement as science, we can get away with anything. So viewer discretion is advised. For TV viewers, radio listeners, you'll be spared this. But this is being done to children as young as 7 years old, in some cases younger. They're gearing up with all these big medical centers bragging they're going to make all this money. You've seen those videos. To do it on an industrial scale. So viewer discretion is advised. We have some TV stations carry us and cable. They complain. I understand you complain. We're putting viewer discretion up here. But this is being done to children. So I don't want to look at it. You don't want to look at it. But here's, from 20 years ago, 35-millimeter footage of a man's penis being cut inside out and an artificial vagina being made that becomes a bleeding, stinking, diseased mass. That's why, 40% of them end up committing suicide. Then when the system basically murders these people, they turn around and say it's our fault for not embracing them and going along with the cult. Now we have transgenders trying to commit suicide in Canada where they'll kill you if you say you're depressed. But no, you can't be depressed. They won't kill you when you ask to die in Canada, because this is such a gift that you have received. So this is a cult. They know what they're doing, and they're moving against us on all fronts. So I've laid out a lot there, doctor, author of Lost in Transnation, a child psychiatrist's guide out of the madness. But something you said is fascinating, and we'll skip the next network break. This is too important, so you have another 25 minutes uninterrupted. This is too important. You talk about something that is a big issue of when you're exposing a key globalist operation, they will create fakes to divert people and distract. And when it comes to the trans agenda, I was told by a senior YouTube official, 10 years ago or 9 years ago, in front of my producers on the phone, they said, you can cover anything you want and we'll leave you alone, but stop exposing the trans situation. So this is very special to them, and perhaps he can speak to that. But people need to know the tactics they're using, because I'm interested in this, because I've seen it myself, but not with your book, with other books. What are they doing to try to off-ramp people from getting the book?
Well, lots of things. First of all, on Amazon, there's been something like 10 or 12 bogus books that have been put up there trying to trick people into buying the wrong book. For a while, for about a week, there was a paperback edition of, there is no paperback. They had actually sold quite a few copies. So, yeah, there's that. Then there's the fact that Barnes & Noble's, the largest book retailer in the world, is making it very difficult to find my book, to order my book online. If you go into a store, they're told, people are told that it's out of stock. But when I checked with Tony Lyons, my publisher, he told me that Barnes & Noble actually never bought any. So they're using all these ways of trying to avoid the truth from reaching the people that need it most, who is the parents. Now, I just want to underscore, Alex.
Doctor, I want you to underscore, but I want to hit this point. Here's my, and you'll have the floor. Why is it the jewel in the crown? They protect it like nothing else, and people slavishly work to keep this going. Why is it so central to this transhumanist movement?
Because it goes to the core of our humanity. There is nothing more central to our humanity than being male or female. And when you deconstruct that, and when you seep out the meaning of the word woman so that it no longer means anything, because anyone could be a woman, you are going to the core of what it means to be human. And their goal is to revolutionize the meaning of what it means to be human, humanity 2.0.
That's right. They are stealing our identities, taking our identities away to then give us a false identity, the transhumanist cult. And Yuval Noah Harari admits that. He says the trans movement is the tip of the spear. He said it is the icebreaker for the entire transhumanist movement. Doctor, I interrupted you. Make your point. You've got the floor.
Yeah, thank you. You mentioned Admiral Levine, and I wanted your listeners to be aware of something. Admiral Levine, a number of years ago, I think in 2017, was interviewed and said very openly, and I quote Admiral Levine in my book, "I do not use preferred pronouns. My speech is not going to be compelled. So I call the Admiral Dr. Rachel Levine. I call the Admiral." The Admiral said in this interview that, and I know this is cumbersome, but that the Admiral is pleased about having transitioned to living as a woman later in life after having children. And the Admiral says, "I can't imagine life without my children." So now let's look at that closely, everyone. This is the same Admiral Dr. Rachel Levine that is standing up over and over again and telling the parents in this country that the only response, the only treatment, the medical treatment that they should pursue for their child who's confused about being a boy and a girl is the medical pathway. Blockers, cross-sex hormones. Now, those blockers and cross-sex hormones, what do? They sterilize these kids. So here we have on the one hand, Dr. Levine saying, "I'm so pleased that I have my children. I can't imagine life without my children." And yet, Dr. Levine is playing a major part in producing a generation of sterilized, asexual young people. And I'm going to take this opportunity right now. I challenge Admiral Levine to a debate on this issue. Right now, I'm waiting to do it. I've been waiting years. Let's stand up and let's talk about the medical care that you are saying is the only way for these kids. What these kids need is psychotherapy, and they need to go off the internet. That's what they need. They do not need their puberty to be stopped.
They need to climb a tree. They need to go to summer camp. They need.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Boy, be like boy, I-L-E-K. And she has studied this for years. She has analyzed the money trail and the transhumanist philosophy. Again, my book really doesn't go there. My book is practical. How to talk to your kid. How to talk to the teacher at school who might be promoting this. Your pediatrician. How to get control of your child's internet use. I cannot underscore how important that is. You can't just let your kid have a smartphone and be out there 24/7. You might as well just take your kid, drive to the worst, most horrible part of town that you can find, and just let your kid out of the car and say, you know, enjoy, see you tomorrow. That's what the internet is. And the internet is filled with groomers. Adults who want to reach your child and groom your child. Now, remember, grooming means the psychological and emotional manipulation of a vulnerable person in order to exploit that individual at a later time. Now, there's sexual exploitation, there's financial exploitation. This is ideological exploitation.
And let's talk about that, because the high schools and colleges now at Career Day bring in the, quote, trans person to dance in front of the small children. In many cases, parents aren't told. And I've talked to people who have also read the articles. They admit that a large portion, approaching a majority, of trans people end up being sex workers. And they're told, you're not just going to do this to yourself. You're now going to be a sex worker. So you talk about the exploitation. This has all been blueprinted out. Because no matter what country you're in, it's the exact same attack profile.
I would mention, Alex, that you see the sex workers, you know, the statistics that we have about transgender identifying individuals being killed, a good number of those numbers of murdered, tragically murdered individuals are men who are living as women, and they go into they become sex workers. And they do not reveal that they are actually men, and they end up being murdered by the men that pick them up when those men discover that they just had sex with another man. That's an important thing for people to recognize. It seems to be, I'm no expert here, but it seems to be for the men that are living as women, a very big accomplishment to be able to attract heterosexual men and have sex with them.
Well, that's a big thing pushed by the media, that you're a racist or a homophobe or whatever, a transphobe, if you don't have sex with these people.
Yeah, well, you know, the point that I want to make at this moment is that, you know, the title of your show is InfoWars. Now, there are InfoWars going on all over the place, but what parents don't know is that there's an info war going on in the medical world. Your pediatrician is not getting the information that she or he needs to have in order to help your child. Your pediatrician has been led to believe by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the whole thing, the whole nine yards, the whole belief system. You can be born in the wrong body. It's normal to want to have these body parts removed. We have to put the child in the driver's seat, no matter how old they are and how mentally disturbed. The parents need to take a back seat. The pediatrician needs to take a back seat.
So all the evidence, all the research has to be thrown aside. So let me ask you this. Let's talk about some of the good news, or correct me if I'm wrong. They got everybody to first accept Bruce Jenner saying that he was a woman. And we're like, okay, sure, he's an adult. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, I don't hate people just because they're mentally ill or whatever they're doing. Then they go, okay, well, now your children feel like this. You've got to affirm them. But we know statistically highest rates of suicide, highest rates of drugs, highest rates of crime. They're super depressed. They're unhappy, obviously. And now they're in this cult being abused. But I see the UK moving to block it or has blocked it. A bunch of European countries have done it. You testified to Congress on that. Now a bunch of other dominoes have fallen. So it seems like people really get this as fundamental. Can you tell me, if this was a football game, where you think we are, what quarter, who's winning, and then what we can do to fully push back? I know there's lawsuits getting filed, lawsuits getting won. I know a bunch of other countries have backed off going, whoa, this really is Hellraiser, you know, Joseph Mengele 2.0. So as negative as this is, it seems like humanity's starting to wake up despite all the corporate push by Admiral Levine and the rest of it. But then how do you expect them to counterstrike?
Okay, far as progress, Sweden, Finland, Norway, England have done a 180, and they were very big on so-called gender-affirming care, which where you put the child in the driver's seat and you just accept their... You rubber stamp their new identity, and they have, all those countries have done exhaustive analyses of the literature and of the research, and they have all unanimously said that we have no robust literature whatsoever, no evidence that this is helping our kids in the long term, and therefore we have to stop. We have to make these interventions unavailable aside from perhaps a very small group of kids that will be in a clinical trial. So that is correct. And even more importantly, perhaps, is that about 2 weeks ago, a letter was published in the Wall Street Journal, signed by 21 different experts in this field from 9 different countries. And essentially they said, what are you doctors in the U.S. doing with your kids? What the heck are you doing? There's no evidence for this. So this is all fantastic. I'm very glad to report on that. Now, in terms of your football analogy, you'll have to excuse me. I'm not into football, but I know baseball. So if we could switch to a baseball
analogy.
So I would say that in this country, I'm going to say that maybe we're in the fifth or sixth inning. I think that there might be additional innings. I think it's going to be a long haul. It is starting. The lawsuits are starting. But the pushback is massive. And the money and power that's behind this is absolutely massive. So it's a war, and it's a war against evil. And I think that it's important. I'm a doctor. I don't usually call things evil when I write or when I speak. But now I am going to do that. This is evil. It is evil to plant these ideas, these false ideas, in the minds of little kids, the idea that they may be in the wrong body. It is evil to lead them on a path that may end up with these dangerous experimental medical treatments, which may end up with disfigurement, lifelong disfigurement, and sterility. Now, I haven't mentioned also, we haven't mentioned, Alex, that these kids become lifelong dependent on pharmaceuticals. So you could look at my book as a way of helping parents to prevent their child's lifelong dependence on drugs, because that's what it is. They become dependent on pharmaceuticals, a lifelong patient worth about $1 million each child.
Incredible. And we've seen the different university medical center heads brag how much money they're going to make off this. It is an open conspiracy against humanity. It's the mad scientists trying to set this benchmark of anti-science insanity so they can have their way with everybody. The best way to make sure they don't get one of the fake books is to go to MiriamGrossmanMD.com. One word, MiriamGrossmanMD.com. MiriamGrossmanMD.com. Get the book, share it. Doctor, please come back on Owen Schroyer's show, The War Room, whenever you want. It's 3 p.m. weekdays. Please come on Harrison Smith's American Journal, 8 a.m. And if you're ever in Austin, we would love to have you in studio. Please join us again soon. You're amazing. If you want, I'll send you, they're like $20, an external mic, because your information is 100%. Your audio is a little off. You had an external mic, obviously, or it's not hooked up. We really look forward to speaking to you again. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing, for not just myself and my family, but for obviously everybody's children and our human future together. So we salute you.
I apologize about the audio. I'm a little tech disabled over here, trying my best. I hope people could still hear my message.
Oh, no, it was amazing. It was amazing. I'm just
website,
saying, a $20 microphone, and you're going to be next level because your video is great. So just get an external mic and come on next week if you can. We love you. We appreciate you. And great job, Tony Lyons, publishing your book. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to win, folks. I mean, we've got ladies like that versus Admiral Levine, the sicko, and we're going to win. Barbara Barnes is scheduled coming up. I've got more to say after she leaves about what she said. You've got to protect your children. And the number one gate is those phones. It's like a Palantir in Lord of the Rings. He's like, why don't we use these? He goes, because we don't know who else is watching, who else has them. And of course, Sauron's reaching right through that thing. Don't give your children any internet unless you're watching them, or you are nuts.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.